Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. There is no doubt about that because we've got numbers to back that up, okay? We operate from Lagos. We have Nigeria Info in Abuja and in Port Harcourt. And these three Nigeria Info stations across these regions of the country, they're doing amazing. They're driving conversation. They have given platforms to Nigerians to be able to express themselves and to be able to drive growth through engagement. That's our focus. That's our core mandate. And we've been able to achieve that thus far. No thanks to you for listening to Nigeria Info every day. We love you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today is Wednesday. So we would try as much as possible to make this a brief and straight to the point. Hopefully we'll be able to give us, we'll be able to give somebody 5,000 naira today on the treasure hunt. But before we even go any further, let me announce at this point that our Road to 2023 series is to give platform to candidates in the forthcoming elections, whether you're competing locally or on the national stage. We give you that platform to come, you know, talk about your plans and also analyze the current situation in whether your local situation or the national situation. That is why we've called it Road to 2023, and you're very, very much open to come on the show or any of our shows here on Nigeria Info to come share your agenda with the populace, okay? I'm Sharif Quadri. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Today, we have a PDP aspirant here in Lagos vying for the State House of Assembly, Etiosa 2. His name is Honorable Taiwo Oluwasego Joseph. Honorable Taiwo Oluwasego Joseph, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to.
Shebi, you came, you are in Etiosa here.
Yes.
So it wasn't hard getting here.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. You're welcome to the show. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm going to start with you on why you are contesting. I mean, something must prod somebody to want to, you know, run for public, like me, eh? No matter what you give me, I will never run for public office. Because I don't get the mind. I know just we do. So something must push you to want to run. Why?
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff. First of all, I would like us to give a minute silence for those who has lost their souls during this struggle of liberation, the recent our massacre, the people, the victims of Boko Haram, bandits, herdsmen, and to the one that we still have the nostalgic feelings to that, the Lekki Toll Gate, the Black Tuesday that we won't forget 2020, and I would like us to observe a minute silent for those lost souls.
All right.
May their soul rest in perfect peace.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
All right. Good morning, Nigerians. Good morning, Lagosians. Good morning, Lagos. And good morning once again, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you too, sir.
Yeah, back to your question. You see, like what you said, like left for you, you can't run.
Enough
for
it.
Okay. For me, I am dedicated to humanity.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a passionate person. And when it comes to human development, it is an inbuilt what I have in me from my childhood. And, you know, while growing, have been able to be, you know, have a little impact in my own little capacity.
I was going to ask you that, like, if you're so passionate about what have you done in your own capacity, what are those things that you can share?
Yes, we've been trying to, you know, impact to the lives of the widows, widowers, the primary education and and etc. We've been doing that in our own little way. And I sat down one day and I said, okay, Shogo, if you said you're dedicated to humanity, then it should be a some kind of large scale something.
Okay.
And they need to see the potential. Then you need to prove yourself, and you need to let Nigerians, Lagosians, and Etiosa constituency too, most especially, which is my terrain.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to let them know that you are dedicated to them, and that's why I have take that core mantle to take the mantle of leadership to protect the right of my people as a legislator, because I believe that is one of the major duty of a legislator, to protect the right of your people. And obviously now we see the situation of the nation. It is very obvious, very visible to the blind and audible to the deaf. And in summary, why I have contested is to protect the right of my people that has been dealt with. Thank you.
Let's talk about constituency two. Which area of Etiosa constitute that constituency two? From where did it start? Where does this begin? Where does it end?
Okay, coming from Third Mainland.
Okay,
if you're descending to Obalende, PNT.
Yeah.
So via Onikon roundabout, then coming back to Awolowo Road.
Okay.
All Ikoyis, all Ikoyi inclusive, to Ikoyi Link Bridge, come down to Falomo roundabout, then go back, descend on that bridge, then go to Kofo Abayomi, Adeola Odeku, Dejo, Sakatinumbu, come to Babish, Legico, Bonny Camp, then go to Takwabe.
Oh
yes,
you would get it.
Yes, I've got boundary with Apapa via Riverine.
Oh,
so via Takwabe.
Oh, that has further expanded our conversation. Just to be very clear, this is your first interview.
Yes,
on radio.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Now let's talk about crime rates in Etiosa too. Crime is very, very high in Etiosa too. There's something that's going on that's been happening in Ikoyi, where you have quite a number of abandoned buildings, uncompleted buildings, and you have these guys just going there. They stay there. They do drugs. We'll come to drugs much later on. But then people are robbed, you know, broad daylight. And this situation has gone on for quite a number of time, for a long time, as a matter of fact, in Etiosa too, particularly in Ikoyi. Do you have any idea as to how this can be tackled by the government?
Of course. And it's part of my core value, that the priority that I'm looking at, because, you know, when you say you're dedicated to humanity or you are a representative, you know, you need to know your constituency.
That's
or
right.
Know your state or know your country. You understand? And at this time, I'm a grassrooter. I know where the shoe pinches my people. And we've been looking at this, and it is alarming. You understand? And it is part of what I've been saying, that, okay, if I'm being given this opportunity to protect, to be in the red chamber, the security, health, and education is our major priority that we want to, and which we are lacking in the Etiosa constituency to right now.
Security, health, education.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you intend to now tackle that security? Let's start from there. How do you intend to do that? What's the plan?
Okay,
I'm not saying that you should share your secret too. I'm just saying, you know, you can talk about it briefly and just, you know, this is what I want to do, but I can't go into, you know, further details.
Yes,
I know that there's secret to all of these things.
Yes, you're correct. Yes, we need to improve in our, you know, security system.
Okay.
We know we don't have the provision for security system. We don't really have it, most especially in that, as you're talking about, most of these street light there. is not, you know, functional. So we need to look into that. We are looking into that. Because I feel, why should, one of the major factors to tackle security is to have, you know, those flashpoints, is to have things that are factors to tackle security there. And along that axis, there's no, what do they call it?
Street light
there. And I think there should be a patrol. There should be a patrol there, as in RRS should be
regular patrol of that area.
Regular patrol of that area. So day in, day out, most especially at night during closing hour. When people use that Osborne to third mainland exit.
Okay, all right. Now, let's talk about drugs. There's also a drugs problem in Itiosa, both one and two, but yours is two. How do you think, what cost is, and how do you think this can be approached or tackled, the drugs problem, especially among youths?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sheriff. You know, all still trimmed down to, our economy. You know, the template they gave us for now is not working. And you have most of this youth out there. There are many graduates. Among them, they don't have jobs to do. You understand? So most of them just, you know, wake up in the morning and look for, you know, daily means.
Right.
And this is the reason why we are having this kind of, you know, situation.
Right.
But we need to see it from the angle of human development.
Okay.
Going forward.
Okay.
So, and that is what we are looking at. That is, and if you have to develop humanity, you need to provide them a job, that is, restructure the economy, build up an industry, industrialize the area, so that you can have people more on board, get them jobs to do. All these are crisis management. It's part of those crisis management, the template we have to work with. You know, provide a job for them, and the one you feel you can't get a job for them, empower them according to their own skill, whether they are,
if they're artisans or whatever it is, exactly. Give them something
just
that can help
them
their business.
To help their business. And with this, you can curtail all of these things.
Do you have any plan in even identifying the number? Do we have a number? Have you done any research as to the number of youths, unemployed youths in Itiosa too? You know, do you have data to back this thing up?
Of course. You see, in Itiosa constituency too, Itiosa at large, we have a population of 287,000, if I'm not mistaken, according to our demography.
Okay.
You understand? So, and we have 75% of youth. And, you know, and most of these youth, about 50% of them out of that 75 are graduates and have nothing to do. And, you know, and we have this peer group pressure, social media influence, and all of those things. So all these things should be considerable, you know, into this system. And we are trying to put in our best, you understand, and our template that I don't want to meddle into. To work towards that.
So that brings me to, now that we've talked about security, we've talked about, you know, unemployment, that brings me to how you intend to fund these two plans. First, for security, you say you're going to look into, you know, getting patrol, regular patrol of that area. You're going to look into lighting up, you know, that area, the flashpoints. For unemployment, you're going to empower youth, you're going to get them job and all of that. How do you intend to carry out this?
Okay, as a legislator, you have a policy to make, and you have a law to, you know. So we are going to work in accordance with our governor.
Okay.
By the grace of God, Dr. Abdulaziz Olajide Adediran Jandor.
Okay.
We are going to work in accordance with him, you know, to make sure we call his attention, make a policy that will impact lives of people, not only in Itiosa constituency too, Lagosians at large.
Okay.
The Lagos at large. So we are going to make sure we protect their interests, make a policy that we create some kind of, you know, a good ventilation of a good governance to them. So we are going to look at, you know, primary health education.
Okay.
So that we help the constituency, various constituency across Lagos to meet their immediate primary health care. You know, instead of going to the hospital, queue this, go through this, go through that before you, when you have a working primary health care, you see we have this overwhelming situation in our various hospitals, we reduce. You understand? Then we'll make sure our educational sector too is very okay. We are going to make a very running educational sector that work, a working educational system that work for Lagosian, and also create a job. Create a job for these youth to give them a sense of belonging.
Right.
So that they can, the pressure of drugs, crime, and all of those things can calm down.
Indeed. In case you're joining us right now for the first time, this is Road to 2023 series. The platform is open to candidates in the coming elections to come, you know, interact with you. They are always on the hot seat here. We ask them those questions that are on your mind. If you got questions for them as well, feel free to let us have those questions right on time so we can push these questions to them. For my people in Ikoyi and environs, constituency 2, Etiosa, to be very precise, if you've got questions, you know, for him, for business owners around this axis, for individuals, for families, and you have questions for this PDP candidate in the studio this morning, feel free to ask him your question. His name is Honorable Taiwo Oluwasogo Joseph. He's, you know, going to the House of Assembly State here to go represent Etiosa constituency 2. He's vying, you know, for Etiosa constituency 2 seat at the House of Assembly on the platform of the People's Democratic Party, the PDP. So if you have questions for him, I will take one now, then I will come back to my own question, because I want to talk to you about the ban on Okada in Etiosa, and I want to hear your thoughts on that as well. Okay, so here we go, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Those are the two telephone lines that we're working with, and please go straight to the point because of time. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze this person in. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Augusti Ode. I'm calling you from Lekki.
Your question.
I want to just have a point, a question about the local government officials. Just briefly, I don't know. I've been noticing that there are the harassing people concerning the traffic.
What's your question? What's your question?
Sir?
What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, do they have, local government officers have the right to be harassing people or arresting people for traffic offences?
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure. Are you in the position to answer that?
Well,
let's go to break first. Let's go to break. We'll be back. Lagos, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is an infomercial.
It is unbelievable to imagine that there are over 3.2 million people who are internally displaced in Nigeria. These are men, women, and children who have fled their homes because of conflict, violence, and banditry. They have found safety in IDP camps, but have lost everything they own. Internally displaced Nigerians need shelter, food, and livelihoods to rebuild their lives. We Nigerians must take action to support our fellow displaced Nigerians. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, is the lead organization on ground providing life-saving support to IDPs. Help UNHCR reach more IDP families by donating today. There are two ways you can help support vulnerable IDPs in Nigeria. You can donate to UNHCR. To donate, please visit donate.unhcr.org/Africa or through a direct bank transfer with UNHCR's special account, And the account number is 000-270-6104, Standard Chartered Bank. One more time, that's 000-270-6104, Standard Chartered Bank. The account name is UNHCR Special Account.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Give you the audacity. I say, what gave you the temerity?
Oga contractor, why all this big grammar today?
Don't mind this yeye site manager. I tell him, say, from now on, he must wait for me to come open all the Lafayette cement bags before them begin work. Him not the year war.
Oga, you self want your better inside the Lafarge Win Better Season 1 promo.
See you. Who not like better thing?
Yes, so Lafarge Win Better Season 1 promo don't land from now till October 2022 when you buy Lafarge cement, check inside the bag for your scratch card. Scratch and anything you see, now your luck be that. If you see recharge card, top up your airtime instanta. But if you see tear rubber car, keke, TV, generator, industrial fan, DSTV, Go TV, bag of rice, and other better things, call the number on top your scratch card. We go deliver your gift to you sharply. Oh yeah, call your retailer. Begin buy Lafarge cement, make you the win the go. See posters for more tori. Terms and conditions apply, sha.
Lafarge, building progress for people and for the planet.
Our friend Oliver is what you call a man with a huge appetite. Gigantic, actually. And if there's one phrase we have come to know Oliver for, it is this.
More data, please.
No matter what we offer him.
More data, please.
So guess what we did? We heard Glo created new data plans for people like Oliver, and we got him exactly that. And guess what Oliver said?
Excuse me, please, is this all for me? Only me?
Now, Oliver certainly has more than enough data. All thanks to the Glo Mega Data Plans.
With the longer validity you get on Glo Mega Data Plans, you can work from home with ease, run your business better, download non-stop, stream music and movies endlessly, learn online, and share data with anyone. No worries. Get 225 gigabytes at 30,000 Naira for 30 days, 425 gigabytes at 50,000 Naira for 90 days, and 1 terabyte at 100,000 Naira for a year. Dial *777# now to start enjoying these mega plans.
Unlimited.
My guy. This your sneakers shine, oh. How you take get the original? Now for Jant?
Jant, for this economics. I beg.
Now for Adidas official store on top Jumia Bayamo. Now so, with all the plenty international and local brands them, we get official store for Jumia. To get quality and original products them. Now sure banker. See, you go gradual correct discount on top brand festival from 12th of September. Go reach the 2nd of October. Plus, you fit make secure payment online. Enjoy free delivery on top order. We pass 1,999 Naira and return anything where you buy for free. Terms and conditions deal.
Jumia, your everyday delivered.
Hello, Mrs. Martins.
Yes. Oh, Mrs. Johnson, how may I help you?
Junior's body temperature is high and he's complaining about headaches and body aches.
Not to worry. Get Brustin N Suspension.
Okay, ma. I'll call you back.
Brustin N Suspension for Children is a sweet-tasting brand of ibuprofen which provides relief against toothache, pains and fever in children after 30 minutes.
Hello, ma. Oh, Junior, stop that.
Is everything okay, Mrs. Johnson?
Yes, ma. Junior is fine now. In fact... Junior! Sorry, ma. I'll call you back.
Brustin N Suspension for Children. Always stick to product after meal. If symptoms persist after 2 days, consult your doctor. A quality product from Rambaxe.
Are you looking to gain valuable skills to achieve your career goals? At Now University of Nigeria, Abuja, we equip students with vital employability skills through our top quality undergraduate, postgraduate, and A-level programs. With our international faculty, innovative teaching, and partnerships with prestigious organizations, we prepare students for global impact. For inquiries, contact 090-36-32-6881. To apply, visit nowuniversity.edu.ng.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1#code# to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Morning Crossfire on Nigeria Info, road to 2023. That's a series that we've started some weeks ago, giving platforms to candidates in the forthcoming elections to come share their plans with you, the electorate, so you have better information. You have what you need to cast your ballot, you know, for any candidate or any party whatsoever. I have this morning with me Honorable Taiwo Oluwasego Joseph, campaigning, going in on the platform of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, to the State House of Assembly to represent Etiosa 2, and we've been talking with him all morning. I said earlier that we're going to take questions, and the lines are buzzing as well. If you're in Etiosa 2, feel free to chime in and ask him your question. This is a ticket that you can, you know, ask any question at all in any policy areas that you're not comfortable with, or you would want improvement. Feel free to call in and ask him. Honorable Taiwo, before the break, a gentleman asked about, you know, local government officials harassing motorists on the road. Would you like to respond to that?
Yes. You see, I believe our incoming governor, Jando, will be very interested in this.
Okay.
Because this is part of, you know, what we are looking into to address. If we are being given the opportunity to govern the state, because, you know, the state is in the state of, you know, what people call pisma, like Professor Ogbahabo. They are tired of the template, you know, from their task force. I don't want to be mentioning things. I don't want it to be politicking. But I feel this is a policy matter that will be addressed if we are being given the opportunity to govern the state.
I'm glad that you said if you've been given the opportunity, because I was going to correct you about the incoming that you mentioned earlier. Yanda is not incoming anything. The election is not over yet. We've not even done it. Let's make that very clear.
Well, we believe so much in him.
I'm okay.
We are going to emerge.
I'm okay with believing in him. I'm just saying that, you know, we've not had elections yet, so it will be quite somehow to say he's incoming. 8:34 is the time. Let me go to the telephone now. We'll take a few calls and we'll move on to the issue of Okada ban. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Mazu Gochuku O.A.
You're welcome.
I'm from a constituency to Etiosa.
Okay.
The young man that is there, I think he has been working hard in Etiosa to make a positive change for the people of Etiosa, for the members of Etiosa, against the incumbent government. So I want to ask him a question, or one or two questions.
Go on, please.
Is he having a policy that will control flooding in the constituency too?
Okay.
Especially during this rainy season.
Okay.
One. Two. Is there any policy that is going or to raise a bill that will control transportation in Lagos State?
Okay. In Lagos as a whole. All right.
You should be able to have a synergy.
All right, Mazi. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Let me quickly take Chris's call. Then after Chris, I'll come to you. Chris, morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
Good morning, everybody in the studio. Please, I want to ask you, I guess, how many people in PDP in Lagos State are real PDP members in Lagos State? And I hope he will not decamp after winning election. Okay. Thank you. That's my question.
All right. Let's start. Where do you want to start from?
Okay, I'll start from the first question.
Okay.
You know, so far, during our, you know, aspiration, we've been able to do an environmental impact assessment that has to do with social amenities and environment and environmental itself. our environment, environmental itself, and social amenities.
Right.
And we've seen so far so good that it is always been a flood during rainy season in Itiosa constituency too.
Okay.
And we are seeing to this matter seriously.
Okay.
It's part of my major...
Well, how do you plan to address that? What are those things that you plan on?
Okay, we are going to address that through both human factor and, you know, government factor. We are going to raise a policy that will help us manage our environmental system.
Okay.
Such as, you know, I believe, you see, in the environmental sector, I believe there should be a bill or a policy that will assist, you know, even both the PSP, the Cleaner Lagos, and all of those things to help them clean Lagos. Because, you know, we are used to this. Most of us are used to this, like you go in, drink plastic water, bottle water, you dumped it.
Yeah, that's human factor.
So we need to see how to manage it.
Okay.
If there is a way we can start buying refuse, such as pure water nylon, plastic water.
What do you mean by buying refuse? Like,
of course, to recycle.
Okay, you pay incentive.
Yes.
Okay.
Let us create an atmosphere to it's part of my manifesto, human development.
Okay.
So we can also develop humanity via that. So we can, you know, give them a sense of belonging. If you know you're selling this thing,
right,
even if it is for 15 naira for one dozen, you won't want to dump it.
That's right.
And apart from you dumping it, there'll be some people that want to pick it up because they will sell. You understand? We need to put this into consideration as part of our policy.
Let's talk about the transportation issue. For the first caller, he also mentioned transportation in Constituency 2.
Okay. Not only in Constituency 2. I think transportation issue is all over the whole state. And the only way we can address that is to see how we can, you know, curtail this park management issue.
Okay.
We understand the issue of the tout and the agri roads. It's not as if they don't have, as a matter of fact, Lagos State government, in case they don't know, I am telling them for free now that they are losing up to 180 billion naira annually to touting and agri roads, whether directly or indirectly. You understand? All these things, we need to see into it. We are looking into it vividly. We want to see, we want to make a policy that we have a proper process of park management.
Okay.
So that we can have a soft landing of transportation system in the state.
The last caller talked about whether you would not decamp if you voted in eventually.
Okay, that's a technical question, and I'll give a technical answer.
Okay.
First of all, we are PDP, and we've been in the system, you know, for over a decade now. It's like a religion to us, because we know our vision. It is clear to us, and we want people. Our vision is like a breath of a fresh air. And we want people to take it now.
Okay, all right. I have this comment on Facebook. This individual, Mahmoud Mohammed, says, Sheriff, you did not allow us to meet this guy. Who is he? Where did he grow up? What has he been doing? What education does he have? Would you like to answer all these questions?
Okay.
They're saying, number one, who are you? Where did you grow up? What have you been doing?
Okay. Once again, my name, Honorable Taiwo Oluwasogo Joseph. I was born, bred from Obalende, part of Etiosa Constituency 2, and I attended Army Children's School, Constituency 2, Government College Ikoyi, Constituency 2, then also a philosopher.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me, what do you mean by a philosopher?
I'm a philosopher by profession.
By profession.
An artisan.
Okay.
An entrepreneur.
Okay.
And an entertainer.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I hope that is clear. I hope that answers your question. Mahmoud Mohammed, you've met him now. Let's head on now to take some more questions from you. Or before we even go ahead and take questions from the public, let's talk about the Okada ban. What's your position on it?
Well, I've been waiting for this question, and I think I need to take my breath before answering that.
Is it that serious?
Yes, because it is a serious matter. We need to look into it. You see, it simply means we don't have a government that can do a damage control. So because an individual of Okada rider violated a particular rule, or a law, does not justify banning Okada as a whole. And because this has also, in case if they didn't know, affected our Hygia. Because there should be a policy, because these people too are factors. And apart from, they are factors to humanity, you know, is in the system of transportation. They are also like a breadwinner to their
respective families.
And you need, when you said you are dedicated to humanity, you need to consider too many things before taking your action. So I believe we still did get it right to have a proper database. If we should have a policy that will give us a proper database of Okada riders, the total Okada riders we have across the state from their respective parks to the routes they are operating on.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And a process, a due process registration. I think all those things are part of the things we are lacking.
So you're against the ban?
I'm against it. I'm telling you for free, I'm against it. Because if we said we are setting a target of an IGR of 80 billion, I think that's our target, the target for now, for this 2022, 80 billion. And we have an Okada ban, and it's part of where...
You don't think the government already has a plan as to how they want to meet that target, and it doesn't have to necessarily include the Okada riders?
It is inclusive, because it is never a minus, it is a plus. So we should see how we can see into that situation, not banning it. Yes.
How would you, apart from what you have mentioned now, the issue of getting them documented, monitoring them and all of that, how about in the areas of, I mean, you have cars who, cars that have been registered, duly registered, they still use those cars for crime anyways. It didn't prevent crimes from being perpetrated. In the case of Okada, I mean, cars could, you know, be doing that. In the case of Okada, most of these Okadas, they just come in, they're not registered. You have people, law enforcement agents, that are supposed to ensure when they see these things, but then for one reason or the other, they allow these guys to move around. And the government seemed that, okay, so perhaps the best way to nip this in the bud is to take them off the roads. And you're saying it's a bad idea.
That is what I'm talking about. You see, there should be a damage control, and a damage control shouldn't be too drastic.
Okay.
You need to weigh it. You need to consider. You need to put too many things into consideration. That's why you are a government. You understand?
But they're saying that the ban has reduced the rate of crime, they reduced the rate of accidents. You don't seem to...
It has increased the rate of crime, not reduce it. You need to know these facts. Go to Agege, go to the Egbedas, the Ejigbos, the Merons. Just, I can't be mentioning. Maybe because we stay in this part of Lagos, and most of us here, you know, some people stay in Parkview, stay in estates. And you know, most of these guys can't access. And mind you, let me tell you, these guys, this crime will not rob rich men. They will still rob average people. So those are the people that are feeling it. So we should try. What we are looking at, we've been looking for a policy to ensure a due process of Okada's registration, that we keep a proper database per local government. You understand? They have NRTW. They have too many tiers of park management.
There's a Comoron there.
Exactly. There should be. We should have a database of it. Why are we a government? And this is a digital world. This is a digital world. We are updating, upgrading every day by day. So there should be a way to have a proper registration of all these riders from their various parks to their routes that they are shuttling. And with this, I think, one, it will reduce the number of Okada's rider, because if there is a proper process of registration, and there will be some kind of agency to see into that, check them up and all of those things. It's just like, you know, a vehicular license too. When you have one of your documents that is not, that has expired, you'll be so, you know, you want to go and renew it. And all of those things. So we should have something like that too.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the telephone and get some more calls in. Questions maybe. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Constance calling from Ojo.
All right, let's have a question.
Good morning, our guest.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
What am I asking? We need two people to be this type of a person like you. The sense we are bringing here is more durable. But how can APC allow PDP to come up in this Lagos?
Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question.
What's the question?
The question I want to ask is this. I'm bringing a question. This is a question. If you go to Ghana now, you will see some company that using this water waste, these nylons and the bottles, forming a block industry.
Okay.
Very expensive and very fantastic. And no company in Nigeria that is making use of it. If we have such a company here in Lagos, we can't be having all these things along the road or inside the lagoons. That's what I'm saying. If you can help us, if we vote you in, you can bring this company into this Lagos.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Patrick is here. Patrick, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are trying to represent Etiosa, local, whatever we call it. Hello, sir.
Yes, go on. Yes, we're waiting for your question. Please go on ahead. Ask your question.
The question I want to ask is this. When people are voted to represent their constituency and they initiate a project, then whether it is street light or to tie a street, they then begin to put their posters, put their faces on pictures, on all of this. Is it constitutional? That's the question I just want to ask. I wish my guess well.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Let's take another one quickly before you answer those ones. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Honorable.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Ilasa side.
You're welcome.
Ms. Honorable, disagree sir? With you on the issue of Okada.
Okay.
You see, it is Okada that pushed the government to the wall. So the government turned. They banned Okada last time on the highways, like Apapa Oshodi. Did you know that this malam were carrying two passengers from Mile 2 to Ladipo, that is Toyota bus stop? You see them fly on the not even the service lane. The highways, all these top highways, it is the maladed people that have the mind to operate that, because they have one person in police, they have one person in the army or the armed forces.
Is there a question coming?
Sir?
Is there a question coming?
The question I'm saying is that we have to ban Okada, sir.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That seemed to me like a disagreement to your idea, not a question. But Abubakar is here, though. He's in VR here. Oh, Abubakar is gone. So let's have you respond. First, maybe you don't have to respond to the Okada own, but the others, you can respond to them. Where do we start from now?
I think I'll have to respond to the Okada
own. Okay. All right. Go
yes,
on. Go on.
It's a flashpoint. So, and we need to look into it vividly. Okay. So, okay. Some we agree. Some won't agree. I still insist. When you say you're banning Okada, what are the considerations? You need to consider so many things. And that's why we need to have a policy. If you say they are riding Okada on the highway, carrying two passengers and all of those things, this is where the policy comes in. Do you understand me? This is where the policy comes in to make a due process of registration.
If anybody is flouting any law, the person can be caught and tried.
Exactly.
And made to punish.
Exactly.
Made to face the punishment.
Exactly. Mm. It's just as simple as that.
Mm.
Then,
I am really sorry. We can't go beyond this point. I'm so sorry. Our time is over. You can see all my lines are blinking. Yeah. But we can't go beyond here. Thank you so much, Honorable Shogo Taiwo Joseph, for coming on the show today. I hope that you've been heard. I hope that you've been understood, not misunderstood. We just want to wish you best of luck.
Thank you so much. And I want to tell my constituency.
Don't campaign. We have to go now. Thank you so much. Thank you to the gentleman that followed you. I'm Sharif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
Thank you.